You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
My name is Sash.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are doing a react show, where we react enthusiastically.
This is going to be fun.
Yes. So, Ryan, to give you a heads up, the react show today is like... It's like the art of creating videos. Am I right? Yeah.
I don't know why, but I had this picture of an explosion going off and you're like, you know, the reaction to something happening.
Yeah, so it's basically like we're supposed to be inspired. The point of this is to be inspired. If we are not inspired,
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So the first video for inspiration.
So are you saying that after this I'm going to change my life?
Yes, you're going to go and make
I'm
a gonna
video. I'm going to go and start. What are
you waiting for? You're going to go to that. Fading out on the edge of paradise. Every inch on your skin is a holy grail I've got to find. Only you can set my heart. This is called steel stacking. This is what you call steel.
If I fall off my chair, you know what? I'm trying to like counterbalance the movement.
Yay! Yo! Ah, this man's playing with his life.
Where is this?
That's wild. The stability of these songs. Damn. But that is cool. That he's like taken something and like created a version of videography. But what's crazy is he's not looking where he's going. He's... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I wonder how many... I would love to interview this man and be like, how many times did you fall? How many times did you trip? How many... Where's... Show me the scars. Tell me the stories. Should try and reach out to that guy. If anyone knows him.
I can skate.
You can skate?
Mm.
What have we been doing with our
lives,
Ryan?
Not...
So next week's movie show?
Yeah. I can just see a lot of epic fails. So this is what we tried. Shucks. Oh, my
That's very
flow.
Cool though. Because like he's taken a way of like getting stable shots and he's like reinvented the thing.
But I feel like he's given away a secret now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's brave though.
Because I'm sure he was very unique, that there was something very unique about him.
Yeah.
That he's
Although
stable,
how many people are
stable
really
and moving
going
shots.
To go and start. Like they might like add a, do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm. I can see a guy in like a like one of those like video businesses kind of thing and they're like, John, did you say you could skate?
Or they just have a skating hiring department. Like, guys, we need to
Who wants a raise? You need to get skates. You need to be able to skate.
That, yeah. All right, next up.
So that's how they shoot commercials. No wonder what we buy looks different from the real thing. Popcorn. When filming a popcorn commercial, they lay a black piece of clothing on a chair and scatter the popcorn on top. It looks like it's frozen in time. They stick a rod in the middle to make stacks of pancakes stand up. They won't fall no matter how many you stack. They use nails to secure the pizza in place, then put the pepperoni on top of the nails.
Yeah, that's
After mixing the cheese with glue evenly, they apply the glue to the edges of the sliced cheese and arrange the cheese neatly. This makes the cheese stretch more impressively when filming the commercial, making it look more delicious, and the pizza won't move around. They coat hamburgers with clear nail polish to make them look glossy. The difference is really obvious in comparison. Yep. Those sturdy-looking sandwiches in the ads are actually propped up with wooden sticks and cardboard during the shoot. They lay a layer of glue on the noodles and brush it evenly. This makes the noodles look more appetizing with better color than regular noodles, and they also last longer. They arrange frozen cotton on ice cream for shooting. You can't tell the difference anyway. They spray hairspray on the fruits to make them look more vibrant during the shoot.
The food industry is alive.
They just messed it up for us. I'll never look at those Steers boards again.
I'll never be like, yeah, that lie.
I'll drive, I'll be like,
lying to me. Yeah. Does anyone else taste hairspray right now? No, okay. That's crazy. The music is so dramatic.
He's got a Sony.
Oh, that was cool. Shaman, do you see how long it takes for such small little videos? Mm. Like, there you are spending like 15 years of your life for only 2 hours worth of
And I'm pretty sure we weren't looking at first shots, like the first takes.
Yeah. You that was probably just
They like did it perfectly, and you're like, okay, dude, we need to do the shot from.
Because now they have to set the camera up that's filming them actually filming whatever it is that they're filming.
Yeah.
Content creation.
Mm. That's crazy. Looks like fun though.
Yeah, no, it
looks like fun. A lot of fun though.
But you do have to be patient with these type of things.
Yeah, because usually if you try it, you're like, oh, it looks a bit shaky. Why does it look so shaky? How did they get it right? And then you find out the lens that they bought, the lighting. And they probably moved the lighting like 50 times.
Can I be honest? You know what was the most satisfying thing about that video, but also the thing that would have taken them the most time?
The keyboard.
The sound design.
Yeah.
The sound design was so good.
Mm.
But you to do
that must be the most rewarding editing though, because you like get those shots perfect. You're probably sitting there going, "Aah!" and then you like do the next shot, put it in place, and then you're like pre-posting it before it's released.
That was very cool.
Mm. Next. Yeah. Right.
It's like
Your story.
They're gonna miss it. They're gonna get the shot. Oh, okay, maybe that.
Wow, that was incredible. What a magnificent shot.
Literally, what a magnificent shot.
Yeah.
I actually was talking about this the other day where my mom and I were speaking about it. Apparently, there was once a video, but like this one is acted out. Like this one, this is just a joke of like the things the camera team.
Yo, guys, it's not really like that.
Yeah, but there was once actual footage of, I don't know if it was at the Olympics or where it was, but you saw these athletes running. And then in the shot, you saw the camera person. The camera person was faster than the person that was winning the race. Like in that moment, who actually should win the gold? It's crazy.
Mike, please hurry up. We need you to go to we need a front shot.
Okay. And then he went, like, how many cameramen have broken world records? Over and above.
There's the fastest man on earth.
Lies. The fastest man was the cameraman that captured the fastest broke man the on earth.
You know what? I think it's only cameramen who watch. Yeah. Well, okay, some people watch soccer games for their teams, but I think it's only the production team who watches. They're watching soccer and they're going, wow.
The shots.
Because they're looking at the shot. They're like, wait, is that thing on a rope? Where's the rope?
No. I was watching tennis and this thing was so cool. It was the Australian Open in the beginning of the year. So they were like zoomed in, right? And then one of the tennis players, they hit the ball, but the ball went. This camera zoomed out.
Yeah.
But you know when you're like...
They're fast.
Damn, the range.
This thing was
zoomed in. And next minute, it was like... I was just like...
There's my house.
Wow. Yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was cool.
Respect to those camera people.
All camera people. Mm. We love you all.
Mm. Next.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Okay. Nice.
That was cool.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Again, not the first take.
Come with me to film my first ever truck commercial. So I wanted to make this commercial as thrilling as possible, so I spent a couple days in the desert trying to capture the most epic footage that I possibly could. My camera definitely got pelted a few times, but luckily I was prepared to do pretty much anything to get the shot. Even though everything was covered in dust by the end of it, I think it was well worth the footage we got. Here are the final results.
Job.
That was very cool.
Bit of a shaky shot at the end. I think you could have done better than that. No, oh. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Watching it like this was
yeah.
very fun.
You would expect. Yeah, my next, but I'm sure that guy felt the same.
Yeah. And the camera.
Mm.
Camera different. <the same.
laughs> Hanging on the side of the door. Mm.
But those desert shots are cool. Like the where people go to, like it's become quite a big. I know like truck, but yeah. I've even seen like clothing companies yeah. that like go out to a desert and then like
shoot some cool stuff. Next.
Okay, this is the first one I want to throw shade at. Why the background? Like, seriously? You're going to go through all that trouble and your background's going to look like that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah.
Is it like you saw the roof at one? Like show why?
Two fingers.
No, show the roof.
Yeah.
Like why would we? Even the and the color scheme didn't match. What?
I'm sure he thought about it.
No, he didn't.
But he did it like 50 times. He's like.
Stuff it, it's fine.
Ah, oh, it's late. Oh.
Make sure your set is clean before you start filming. Because whatever is there will be seen on camera.
Look, in my humble opinion, it does add to the... So the fact that it was somebody.
I feel like it made it less professional. Because it made it look like someone was filming in their back studio at their house.
But they were.
Yeah. But that's not...
Or was it the front of your house? Just asking.
But those videos, though, have you not seen the ones where it looks like yeah. proper, like a legit commercial?
Yeah.
That's what. Dude, just go to the next level, you know? Like, you're doing great. You can start doing coke. Like, I don't know what can.
And you could have edged it out and kind of done
yeah.
some cool stuff. Just because you just said that, I'm going to be more aware when I see adverts like that. I'm like, the roof.
All the wall was dry. Like, maybe they're... Yeah.
Because now that I'm thinking about it, what usually do they... what do you usually
it's
see?
It's blank. It's normally like they...
Infinity, like
yeah,
kind
of... that type of vibe.
Dude, you could have edged that. In fact, you could have sent it to me. I could have done it to you. Give me like $5, man.
See, even Ryan's mad.
A bit of blender. Some, and it's probably... anyway, yeah.
Or we could have come and painted.
Yeah, could have made...
I still have an issue with the background.
Yeah, okay, this time
like
I was also
very cool, but like guys, what you see in the background ads,
yeah,
you know?
It did feel a bit
like empty, like the rest. Why is the restaurant empty?
Like we had a restaurant and then I'm just gonna do this cool thing.
Like why must I eat there if no one else is prepared to eat there?
And it was messy. I felt it was messy. Yeah.
Ah, he's back.
Here we go.
Oh, it's a little guy.
Is that an iPhone? No, it's gonna be a 360. That's a 360 camera.
Ah, that transition was so clean.
Ooh.
Wait, we need to etch it. Go to the transition. No.
We have to go frame by frame.
Two fingers.
Mm.
Two fingers. Go.
And then...
Go. Wait, more.
You can use an arrow, can't you?
Yeah, we're going to... Two fingers. Two fingers. Go. Two fingers. Okay, stop. Press down once. Okay, now. No, it's too forward. Play it.
Stop.
And stop. Stop. Okay, now use the arrow. Use the arrow key. Arrow key. Arrow, 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 arrow. Arrow. That sounds weird. Use the arrow key.
Is it?
Go, go, go.
Go.
Wait.
Go,
go, one, go, one, go, one, go, one, go. One, 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 one. Do it. Go, 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 go. Okay, a little bit faster. Hold it down. Hold the arrow key down.
We're looking for the transition.
Yeah,
isn't
we, it? Yeah. Okay, wait, wait. Okay, stop. Now start going one by one. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Go.
Uh-huh.
Go.
Uh-huh. 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 It's coming. It's coming.
I'm sure they lined it up.
It's coming. Wait, was that it?
Quite
did we miss it?
Well.
I think we missed it.
Hold up.
Wait. Oh, is it there? No.
It would have been.
I feel like it could be, yeah.
It would have been there. Yeah. That's it. Already the line feels different.
Wait, go back, go back, go back.
There. Go forward, go forward. I found it. I saw it. Watch this big patch of dirt here. Go. Watch this big patch of dirt here. There.
Ah, nice. We found it. That was a very key.
And I would
have
used frame blending. So
that was very good job. Good job.
You.
That was a difficult find. Mm. Nice. Mm. Very nice.
Oh yeah, we know these cameras. Is this still a big thing at the moment?
I think for product like development
like,
and stuff.
They're like macro lenses.
Not development, product like showcasing.
Micro.
Cool though.
Micro stuff.
Ah, the leaves look so crisp.
Like micro stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. We know he did it. He used the lens. The lenses. Those lenses are epic.
Those lenses are epic.
They're pretty cool when they like zoom through burgers and food and yes. Like crazy stuff like that.
Oh, no. You know what the coolest, right? Is when they make mini sets. Like they make this landscape of like, they've done it with like Dune or they make like this like Star Wars ship or something, and then they do it. They
feels
make
big.
Miniature so that but then they like throw snow, lighting's going, and then they have that camera. Oh,
and then it zooms out, and there's a guy with.
And it's easy, like if you're doing like big scale, like establishing shots and stuff like that, for like a filmmaker, it's a very cheap way to instead of building a whole set, you just build that. And
if anybody has one of those lenses or worked with one of them, I want to know, with the focal length. Can you get like longer shots, like more further shots, or does it have, you know, like on your camera, you got that option to do like micro photography, but you have to have the phone like right close to the thing. Although looking at that one, they probably just never mind. I just answered my own question. No need to comment, but feel free to comment if you want to.
Yeah. I last comment. So going back to the clean transition, I don't know if you guys have ever watched, when they do, like a lot of content creators now will do those videos where they like change the shots by like either jumping.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Have you ever like watched it a second time and just like shaken your head at how bad and how messy the transition is? I feel like social media has ruined those transitions. It's just like... yeah. Yeah, but this was pretty cool stuff.
I think it's one of those filmmakers like observation thing. So like we were watching a movie and I can't remember what the movie's name was, but the Russo brothers did it. It's on Netflix at the moment.
Electric State.
Yeah, yes. And there was one part where there was a one shotter and my whole family's like watching, is the guy gonna stop? I'm like, it's a one shotter. It's a one shotter. I'm like, it's still going. This is so good. And it's broke. Oh, that was so good. Oh, but hang on. And they're like, no. And like, okay. Sorry. Hands off the rip. Yeah.
Can't go. This is why filmmakers watch movies by themselves. Yeah. So that you can go back. Like literally that thing.
One shotters are still the best.
No, but even like, have you ever stopped a movie and then you're like.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
This is why you should not watch movies with filmmakers.
Yeah, I love one shotters in action film. It's just so nice.
Yeah, they are nice.
Just such a experience.
There's actually, I haven't watched it, but I've been recommended to watch it. There's a series on Netflix at the moment called Adolescence. The entire series is a one shotter.
That's crazy. Have we ever done a react to one shotters?
We should do that next.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Next reaction.
Coming up on
Coming
the movie
up to
show.
The movie show. Yes. But this has been The Movie Show for this week. Until next week.
See you then.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.